President Trump and North Korea's leader are in a war of words, but we're not actually at war with North Korea. Are we actual war?
We've not declared war on North Korea, and frankly, the suggestion of that is absurd.
Okay. Good. Somebody tell that to North Korea's top diplomat, because he's kind of taking it there. After a tweet by the president, North Korea's foreign minister said, quote, "Since the United States declared war on our country, we will have every right to make countermeasures, including the right to shoot down United States strategic bombers, even when they are not inside the airspace border of our country." My next guest thinks that the North Korean regime knows better. Journalist Blaine Harden worked as a national and foreign correspondent for The Washington Post, New York Times for nearly three decades. His new book about North Korea is called King of Spies, and he calls Seattle home. Blaine, welcome back to KUOW.
Good to be back. Thank you.
Did somebody declare war?
Well, there's a new level of rhetoric that is frightening. But North Korea's level of rhetoric on its part has been frightening for decades. They have been on and off declaring war against the United States for the better part of 70 years, including going to war against the United States in 1950.
Right.
But in the past, in recent decades, it's been rhetoric on their part. And I think it's important to understand that even now in North Korea, it's rhetoric. The country is not on a war footing. Border guards have been told, according to this morning's New York Times, not to react rashly, to go back and ask Pyongyang what's going on, if there's any question about what to do. People in the country have been told to turn their anger at President Trump and at the United States into labor to improve the economy. There's a sense in North Korea that from the leadership's point of view, that anger with the United States is good. It gives the regime legitimacy. It's hard to live in North Korea. It's dark, it's cold, it's poor. If you have an existential enemy saying we're going to totally destroy you, it's easier to be a dictator.
What is the latest with this threat that U.S. Planes could be shot down? I mean, what are the realistic chances of that happening?
Well, in the language of the foreign minister, he said, we have every right to do this. He did not say, we are going to do this. In almost all their threats, particularly high-level threats like that, there's wiggle room.
Would you imagine that if they were to try to shoot down a U.S. jet, would they at that point be like really actually declaring war? Like, is for them, is that the beginning of what would likely be a nuclear event if they did something like that?
Well, it depends on how the United States responds. North Korea has in the past shot down American airplanes, spy planes, in one case killing more than 30 Americans about 25 years ago. And our reaction then was to complain, but not to go to war. With the current president and the level of the rhetoric, the fear is that everyone has sort of been backed into a corner. President Trump today in his press conference seemed to walk back a little bit his rhetoric of last week.
Should we hear a little bit of that?
Yes.
Just for those who were just catching up on the news, this was President Trump about an hour ago, discussing Kim Jong-un.
He's acting very badly. He's saying things that should never, ever be said. And we're replying to those things, but it's a reply. It's not an original statement, it's a reply. But the things that he said over the last year, and if you look back, the things that he said to past administrations, North Korea is a situation that should have been handled 25 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, and 5 years ago, and it could have been handled much more easily. You had various administrations, many administrations, which left me a mess, but I'll fix the mess. So we'll see what happens with North Korea.
What's your reaction to that, Blaine?
Well, that doesn't sound like a threat to totally destroy North Korea, which was his language last week.
Which these days counts as reassurance, counts as success.
It's a measure of moderation in Trumpian terms.
So you are President Trump's advisor, and you advise him what?
Talk to the North Koreans. use diplomatic channels, public and private, move towards a cessation of the Korean War, which continues from, there was never a peace treaty, even consider diplomatic relations. Conversations with North Korea are very, very cheap. No one dies. Also, I think it should be understood that time is on the side of the United States in dealing with this totalitarian regime. Two things are going on in that country that are slowly destabilizing it. The economy has been marketized. There are a number of rich people in that country who do not owe their complete allegiance to the regime because they've made money selling stuff. That's new. There's also a whole new flow of information into the country. Young people in Pyongyang speak with the accents of Seoul because they're watching soap operas made in Seoul. There's an understanding that North Korea is poor and isolated, and that is destabilizing to this regime, and it moves steadily forward, and it will weaken the place. Totalitarian regimes usually don't survive very long. This one's been around for 70 years, but it's never had these two pressures put on it. They have nuclear weapons. They're not going to give them up, no matter what the United States says, no matter how much it jumps up and down. So you have to negotiate with a nuclear state. We have lots of practice doing that. We've been doing it for, since the Soviet Union got weapons. We know how to do it. We have to do that, wait, prepare for war, ramp up spying, but talk as much as you can. And don't make threats like totally destroy your country.
Well, that's the thing, Blaine, because you're describing logically what the real situation is, right? Economically in North Korea and in terms of, you know, generationally how things are changing. But that doesn't seem to be the kind of information that the current president really revels in. It seems that depending on the mood and depending on the location where he's giving a speech, he could say or tweet almost anything. What are the chances that he could actually tweet us into a conflict, that he could say something so incendiary that we actually end up in a war? Or is that even possible, you think?
Well, it's higher than it was last week. But also, I think your listeners should understand that North Korea has only fought one war in its history, in 1950 to 1953, the Korean War, a war that it started. And it did not go well for North Korea. The country was flattened by U.S. bombs, 3 constant years of bombing. The country's leader, Kim Il-sung, the grandfather of Kim Jong-un, the current leader, he spent most of the war in a bunker, hiding. He had the entire country lost to him. It ceased to exist. The Chinese took over, and the Chinese general who ran the war and who fought the Americans back to the 38th parallel, he told Kim Il-sung that he was a childish fool. That he should stay out of military affairs because he was so bad at it. China rebuilt North Korea and gave the power back to Kim Il-sung and the Kim family. They lie about this history to their own people, but they know what happened.
Do the people believe it? Like, would the people go to war because they think that the U.S.-Korean conflict worked out okay for them and that he was a sort of a master, statistician?
Well, the lie does give them legitimacy. There's no doubt about that. But the military planners in North Korea also know what happened. They live in a real world. They saw their world flattened by the United States. And they know that if they were to confront the United States in a serious way, that's very likely to happen again.
Okay, so Blaine, basically you subscribe, it sounds like, to the rational actor theory. You don't see this North Korean leader as a frenzied madman who's going to attack first.
Well, I don't know how he thinks, but I do know that this regime has survived for 70 years, which is more than 3 times longer than any other totalitarian state in world history. They are pretty good at what they do. They're rational actors based on their history. Rational actors do not start wars that will destroy them.
And Seattle's proximity to North Korea does not scare you. You don't look particularly haggard. You don't look like a man who's losing sleep in the city of Seattle.
Well, the rhetoric of the past couple weeks has alarmed me. But I also think that North Korea has enough sense of self-preservation not to take this too far.
Finally, did I let you finish?
And you know, and Trump's tweets are Trump. And, you know, Trump is behaving as if he's in a Republican primary or a television show. Mm-hmm. But he's president now, but he doesn't seem to have changed his language. And that's the unfortunate and dangerous reality of Trump.
Finally, Blaine, let's tell listeners what your new book is about, King of Spies, The Dark Reign of America's Spy Master in Korea. What's that about?
Well, what's important to understand about North Korea is that we invented the country. In 1945, we drew a line across the Korean Peninsula, gave the top to the Russians, and we took the bottom. And then we sent a spy, someone who's unknown to American history, named Donald Nichols, in, and he was the most important intelligence official in the Korean Peninsula for 11 years. He was a war hero and a mass murdering monster. And my book, for the first time, reveals who he is and how he behaved. He lived in a world of mass killings and severed heads, and he also won every medal except for the Congressional Medal of Honor. And then the United States realized he was a little bit too close to the government in South Korea, and it secretly destroyed him in a psychiatric hospital in South Florida.
Wow.
War hero and mass murdering monster, the pages will turn themselves. That's Blaine Harden, and his new book is King of Spies, and he'll be talking about North Korea and his book at Elliott Bay Books, October 7th, at Folio on October 11th. He was a consulting editor for the Frontline documentary North Korea's Deadly Dictator, airing on PBS coming up October 4th. Blaine, good to talk with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
More of KUOW's The Record in just a moment.